and Darren.
Hello there.
And just like that, with a push of a button, we initiate Dave and Darren sequence number 22375. Prepare yourselves for the feel-good podcast of a lifetime. At least, I hope that's what happens. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Dave. I believe you're familiar with my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello there.
Oh, hello there. Regular couple of Marty Allens doing a podcast for you. Welcome.
I wonder if you ever tried conditioner.
It would have ruined his whole act.
If he came Marty, out. You look like a human being. What gives?
Marty Allen came out with his hair all slicked up.
And got a hold of some Visine.
That's the end of the show.
Marty, what's going on? You look like a normal person.
That's the
what
end.
What are you doing?
That's the end of the show. Hey, can I get something off my chest at the outset here?
Sure.
Because I feel like this is a safe place where I can share with you all my deepest, darkest thoughts. And I feel bad about feeling this way, but it's just how I feel as someone that consumes a lot of mass media.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say at the outset, I really like Mr. Rogers. I think he's great. I've had enough Mr. Rogers.
Or I'd have like, you had too much Tom Hanks?
And I'm never going to buy Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers. If I go and see that movie, and I understand it's getting good reviews, the whole time I watch it, I'm going to go, that's Tom Hanks doing a Mr. Rogers impression. I'm never going to be able to buy into it.
And you're not going to be able to suspend belief Rogers.
No, it's the Russian guy from The Americans talking to Tom Hanks, who's acting like he's Mr. Rogers. I'm never going to buy in. They either should have gotten an actor who isn't, you know, our number one movie star, or just not done the movie.
You know what
at all.
I would say about this? What I would say to you, Dave?
Mm.
Seems to me you have a lot of feelings.
Okay, see?
Where did those come from?
And this idea that this movie is some...
Fred Rogers is psychoanalyzing everybody.
That's what the trailer makes it look like.
Like, he's some you sort go, of... you try to have a conversation with this guy, and
right.
The next thing you know,
right.
you're breaking down in tears because you never realize, I never really loved my parents.
Well, why do you think that is? You know, your parents were little, too. And again, understand, I love Fred Rogers. But I just, enough with seeing him everywhere now. Enough. Could we let the man rest? I've had enough of Fred Rogers. The real one and the fake Tom Hanks one. Does that make me
a
bad person?
Except for the fact that the twist that they're promising at the end.
No.
I'm kind of interested in.
Well, I wasn't aware there's a twist. What's,
well, yes, how does, there's a...
Well, ruin the movie for me. How does it end?
No, I can't say.
Can't I something?
No, but come on.
From what I understand...
Really? There's a twist you won't see coming?
Yes, you get completely blindsided at the end.
So it's Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as done by M. Night Shyamalan? Is that what I'm in for?
Could be.
Okay, well... We'll see how that goes. I just am to the point now where when I see Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, I just say,
"Well,
no,
what's the chance that you were going to see a movie of any kind, really?"
Well, yeah, the next movie I see will probably be the Star Wars movie. I've already bought my tickets for that, haven't I?
Now, is Yoda a baby in the new Star Wars?
Well, okay, I have thoughts on that.
Am I seeing that right?
Okay, so the TV show that Darren's referring to is on Disney Plus. It's called
which I don't get right.
It's no, you don't. You don't. I do.
And how would I get it?
You give Disney $6 a month, and they will let you watch things on their app.
That's not happening.
I will say this. You might like it because it does have the new Lady and the Tramp, because I know how much you like dogs. It's also got classic Lady and the Tramp, and they have a little disclaimer that says, we're not taking out the racist We Are Siamese If You Please thing that you enjoy so well. Are you combing your beard?
I just got a great deal on some combs.
Really?
How much do you think?
I already have a beard comb.
No.
And I don't, have a beard.
This is not a beard comb.
It's just a regular comb. I would guess you paid 25 cents for that comb.
That's an excellent guess.
Yeah.
You know what? You nailed it. I got six combs for $1.50.
Yeah, that's a 25 cent comb.
Uh-huh.
You understand I know a lot about combs and hair care products now as a result of being a national champ.
Honeycombs?
First team, bitch. So
3 to 6. 3 to 6 inches.
3 to 6 inches.
Natural.
Full natural. They still haven't posted scores from Nationals.
Oh, so
I don't know if I ran away with it or if I barely won it.
What would be like a perfect score?
I don't know. There's a scoring system, and that will be explained once they post the scores. They're busy tabulating it, I guess, and trying to figure out.
You would think they would have that by now.
Well, I think that they did a lot of work putting that thing together, and I think they deserve to take a couple days off. I'm telling you, the people that ran that tournament, it was very well.
But like a perfect score might be like 50.
So I think
if there's like five judges, everyone's given 10s.
There were 8 or 9 judges, and I think it's on a scale of 1 to 10. So it might be 90 would be the top score.
I got you.
So I don't know how close first, second, and third were in my
category. So it's possible.
Yeah,
that you could be the Nadia Comaneci of the 3 to 6 inch natural.
I mean, listen, if I won in a landslide or if I won in a squeaker, the result is the same. I'm the national champion for 3 to 6 inches
full natural. If you won
yeah.
by a landslide,
yeah.
will that forever change that song for you?
The Fleetwood Mac song?
Yes. That you'll never be able to listen to it in the same way. That it'll just take you to that place where it's like,
you know, I would not have connected those dots, but now that you have so effortlessly for me, yes, that Fleetwood Mac song.
Whenever you hear it, it's like there I'm up on stage again. I'm winning.
I'm getting older too.
Yes, I'm winning the 3 to 6 inch natural national championship.
Well, I never would have connected those dots. I'm glad you did that for me, though. That's if I won by, you know,
a landslide, which is what it's looking like.
I don't know that, though. I won't know until the scores are
out. Well, I will say this. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the two characters that you're in that picture with them.
Yeah.
They're not even,
you're very kind.
They're not even playing the same song.
You're very kind.
It's not even, what is it? You guys can go just sit down.
You're very
kind. What are you doing? Those are guys with just facial hair.
You're very kind. There were a lot of really good beards in the category, and I'm
It doesn't look like it. It looked like there was one.
Well, I should show you the video. The entire video is posted now. Of my question and answers. And can I tell you this? I went and watched the video, and it's like I'm watching another person.
Uh-huh.
I have no memory.
You forgot. I don't remember the questions. I forgot my answers.
I absolutely did. And I was just in the zone. I don't remember any of it happening. And
I wouldn't be surprised if you watch it another 100 times, that every time that you watch it, I still don't remember the questions or the answers. I just can't remember them. Remember them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's another person. Literally now, too, because I don't look like that person anymore.
Yeah.
I look like a completely different fella right now. So that's kind of fun. It's been over a week since I shaved and won the title.
You're still shaking.
Well, yes. National champion, Darren.
I get it.
When I walk by a mirror, though, it's like I'm like an animal that's like, who is that person in the mirror? Like, I get confused. Like, you want to fight me? I don't know who that guy is in the mirror. And then I go, oh, I have to take a couple breaths. And I go, oh, that's me.
I think there's an intruder.
That's what I look like when I don't have a national championship beard on my face. We have a lot to get to here on the podcast. Can we just go right into the top 5 things? Is that
like
cool? Let's do.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea? It is fall, so fall into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've ever done and specialty programming, including the patron-only show that we did last Friday, which is available to you.
I forgot that we did that.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their barbecued chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy onions. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. They're open 7 days a week.
Yeah,
like them on Facebook, and be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, if you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And what's going to happen is you're going to get a medium sub, and you're only going to have to pay for the price of a small one. You got a mini.
Yeah, so here's the thing. This is I just went in the fridge and got this. This is one of these mini cans of Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got the cinnamon one. Have you tried that yet, the Coca-Cola cinnamon?
I have not.
Let me give you a little taste before we get done.
Well, that's
with the podcast.
Okay. I'm going to get a very confused palate.
Well,
here.
You get just regular diet cherry Coke. But here's the thing: I got this little Coke, but I didn't buy this. This is my wife gets these minis because mm-hmm. I don't know.
See, I was getting a great deal on.
I feel like a giant.
I was getting a great deal on the Coors Light and the Miller Light minis.
Do they sell Coors Light and little cans like
well,
this?
Well, they did. And now I would not have purchased them except that they were, as soon as they put them out, now mm-hmm. this was right around the time of the McCartney show in June.
Oh, okay.
So I stocked up on them.
7.5 ounces in this bed.
But they were selling them. Typically, they were going to want like $10 for a 12-pack of them.
Hmm.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
But they were selling them for like $3.99.
Oh, well.
It's like, yeah, that's a price point I can live with.
I feel bad whenever I...
They've got chiladas. They've got Bud Light chilada minis.
In that size.
12 cans.
Yeah.
Guess how much they want for it?
I'll say $6.99.
$13.99
yeah,
for
luck.
A 12-pack.
Good luck. I mean, it's best of luck to you. That's,
what?
That's not happening. No. Some big tours announced for 2020 already.
I did see this.
I want to get started with the one that maybe you didn't see. Michael McDonald is back with the Doobie Brothers.
I did see that. Hasn't played with them for over 25 years, and they're out on the road on their 50th anniversary tour. Huh?
So it's the Doobie Brothers.
Although he wasn't with them 50 years ago.
No. They were together a long time before he joined in, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't really have any success until he joined.
That's not true.
What would I know from them before Michael McDonald?
Well, I mean, even Blackwater, he wasn't. They weren't.
Oh, that's a good like China yeah. Grove.
Yes,
that's not him.
No.
See, I get confused.
Oh.
All right, and it's like, can I tell you another way that my musical tastes have evolved? And this is a band that
you think
never
for the better?
In a million years would have thought that I enjoyed, and uh-huh. now I'm telling you. I can't get enough of him. He keeps stroking his beard with the 25-cent comb, ladies
well,
and gentlemen.
Well,
at this price, how can you not?
I've got five brand new ones.
It's a good look.
That haven't even been touched.
It's a good look.
I like to do it. People, I do get... I cause a little bit of road rage when I do this at the stoplight, and
I'm
then
busy
I
coming out,
and then I don't go right away when it turns green.
All right, a band that I never in a million years thought that I would be on board with, and now their early stuff, I can't get enough of it.
And that is,
you might know them as the Chicago Transit Authority.
Oh yeah, sure.
Play a Mean Horn Kid.
Oh yeah,
all of that stuff. Like before Peter Cetera, I thought, okay, the Peter Cetera.
Well,
that's what,
Peter Cetera's
that's
on pretty
Chicago.
Early stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't really take over until what, 5, 6, 7? Like, there's a couple of really good records from Chicago
sure.
that he's just kind of in the room for, right?
Well, he's the bass player.
Okay, great. My point is, I can't believe I enjoy early Chicago as much as I do.
Well, that's your town.
You know it really is.
CTA, man.
You know it really is. Although, by then, they were more of an LA band, right?
Well, they did some recording in Colorado as well.
So, the Doobie Brothers are getting back together. It's going to be a show, 30 dates next summer.
Now, do they have a band of their vintage joining them along the way? Or?
Well, that I don't know.
That you don't know.
But I really think this is cool. They made the announcement at a Doobie Brothers concert in Nashville. He comes on stage uh-huh. and does Taking It to the Streets with yeah. the Doobie Brothers. And then they say, by the way, everybody, we're touring next summer. All right, good night, Nashville. You've been great.
What Doobie do you be?
This is Roger Thomas. The other big tour, I don't understand how this is possible, and I know it's going to enrage you.
Yes.
Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue. Now, Motley Crue did a whole tour.
Whole shtick.
Where they got together with lawyers.
Yes.
And they said, this is our last tour.
Said, you can sue us if we ever get back together again. And I thought that was a good idea.
Yes. Well, we fell for it.
Yeah.
The cessation
Are you
of
saying
touring contract that they drew up.
They blew up.
They blew it up. So this is the way things work with that. It only
and
works.
Joe Elliott,
yeah,
of Def Leppard, yes, once promised me, because I asked him point blank, yes, about these package deals,
yes,
and the only way he's lied. He lied to my face.
Well,
he lied to my face,
and not to the degree that Mr. Vince Neil has lied to our face. But yes, continue.
Pretty, same thing. He lied to my face and saying that he would never be part of a package tour unless he was like opening up for like The Who or Led Zeppelin,
right? He didn't see the point of a package
deal. Didn't see the
tour.
Point of a package right. deal.
And that's
that's all he's been a part of.
The last 10 years. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and Poison.
Yes.
Now, here's my question.
Yes.
Are there rotating headliners?
I'm not sure how that would work.
Except for Poison doesn't get to ever headline?
Poison will never headline. That's true.
We're just going to rotate the other two. And it's like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. Vince Neil can't sing.
Well.
It's bad.
It didn't seem like he could last time.
No. No, it's
Let
been a couple
ask you
of
this,
tourists
because you would know this. Now, yes. There is a show, I don't know, is it Netflix? There's a show called The Dirt.
That is what we're being told is the genesis of this reunion tour.
Is that has been so popular.
They're saying they did this show, the Dirt on Netflix, and they realized that there's a whole generation of young fans that never got the chance to roll
well,
with the crew.
I think it's true because my nephew is out of his mind about it.
Really?
I mean, He was talking about going as Vince Neil for Halloween. Now, I don't think he did, but he's out of... Now, let me ask you, is The Dirt, is this a documentary, or is this... Are people...
It's a made-for-TV movie. It's a docudrama.
Okay, so people...
It's based on their book.
Okay, but it's actors.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not them.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a made-for... It's just... It's
no.
But it's not a television series. It was just a...
It's a movie based on the book. That's
okay.
Their autobiography.
All right.
Yes. That's
what
fair.
People are loving.
Yes. Well, I don't know that they are. They claim there are young people who they say are just dying
I
to see Motley Crue.
I think that's true.
Okay, I think that's silly.
Well, you think it's silly.
Okay, here's what you do
then.
It's
the 50th anniversary of Dr. Feelgood.
It's the 30th anniversary. Yes.
30th.
Yes.
Okay, not 50.
It's the 50th anniversary of Mick Mars climbing out of whatever space capsule he came from. He looks so much weirder now that he's older. And he's always been that weird alien man. I don't get it.
It's like 4'2".
Yeah, Nikki Sixx said, well, it's never going to happen because in order for us to tour, all of us would need to say that we want to do it. And that will never happen. Now, that was 4 years ago.
We'd end up with too much egg on our face.
Yeah, Yeah. So... Motley Crue, they did their last show December 31st, 2015, and we were promised
that it
was going to be the last one. But no, they will be.
Well, you know what this opens us up for? Here comes Oprah.
That was my first thought about this was Darren's going to be afraid Oprah's coming back.
Here comes Oprah, and her afternoon talk show is back.
Well, you know what?
And you know what? The first episode is?
Mr. Vince Neil?
No. I lost a bunch of weight.
Two.
How skinny I am.
I'm going to bring out
I'm going to bring
wagon
out, I got a wagon
fat.
Full of fat. It's actually Fats Domino. We dug him up.
There's a lawsuit regarding the Impossible Burger from Burger King. Have you tried this yet? The
I have
Impossible
not.
Burger?
It's something I've been planning on doing, but I just haven't. I haven't had. This is the problem.
Yeah,
I haven't had an appetite for a Whopper, let alone something that's called the Impossible Whopper.
Now, so this fascinates me about you because you like eating garbage.
I do, but for whatever reason, I just haven't had.
Burger King is being hit with a class action lawsuit.
I saw this and I can see it.
Because their argument is that it's not really a vegan sandwich.
No, because.
Because you cook it on the same grill as you cook the meat.
Yeah.
So there is meat residue. It is meat.
Gotta be.
Adjacent.
Yes.
And they don't mention that on the menu. Maybe the reason it tastes so much like meat is it's cooked on top of where all the meat is
cooked.
I wouldn't
be surprised if this guy saw this coming a mile away. It's like, I'll just wait. I'll bide my time, but I know exactly what I'm doing with this.
Philip Williams wants damages after ordering the Impossible Burger in a Atlanta location. He wants the chain to cook vegan and meat burgers on separate grills.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not happening. They're not going to be putting new grills in.
You couldn't have a tiny little grill over there by itself?
Oh, come on. Burger King says that there's fine print that is on their website that all the burgers are grilled on the same broilers. Mm. So they think that's going to get them out of trouble with the law, but we'll see.
Covered.
This lawsuit was filed yesterday in federal court in Florida. It says that they think they're out, as Burger King says that it says on their website, for guests looking for a meat-free option, a non-broiler method of preparation is available upon request. So do they what? They put it in the microwave?
We'll nuke it for you.
I want an Impossible Burger, but I don't want it cooked on the same...
Where's my pound of non-flesh?
One customer is tweeting here that she asked for her Impossible Burger to be cooked in its own pan, only to be told, we don't do that here. Another says, no, I...
Can you imagine the look on the person's face that you're requesting that of?
Ugh. Do you know the myriad of choices that I've made that got me to be here at Burger King? And you think I give a damn about your vegan nonsense? By the way, McDonald's is working on their own meatless burger. Here's the thing about this Impossible
Whopper. Yeah, they've kind of been late to the game, haven't they?
You haven't tried it, but a lot of us have.
Yeah.
And it's been, I think I read where Burger King's had their best quarter in years.
I think they're very happy with what's gone down.
McDonald's now joining the bandwagon here, saying late last week they're going to be testing something called Beyond Meat.
See, here's the thing.
They call it a PLT, plant, lettuce, and tomato.
They used to have these things called like Chuck Wagon Burgers or whatever out at the golf course when I was a kid.
Chuck Wagon Burgers?
They were something.
Okay.
I can tell you this. There wasn't a whole lot of meat in those things. I don't know what that patty was. But we ate those. We ate the hell out of those things.
We ate the hell out of them.
We didn't ask questions.
There's a lot of sawdust.
We were 15 years old, and there wasn't a drop of meat in that thing. We didn't care. So this idea of this your fancy pants Impossible Whopper is no cattle call for me.
That's not doing anything for you.
Because I've been there, friend. I've already eaten. I've eaten plenty of sandwiches, quote unquote, burgers.
Hello.
That didn't harm anybody.
That's a great point.
And they were darn fine.
It's a great point. It's maybe
they were darn fine.
The best point.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. And, of course, they've got their veggie selections as well. Try their vegetarian sandwiches, including the veggie turkey, the veggie cold turkey, the veggie cheesesteak, and their veggie cheeseburger. Absolutely delicious at Capriati's. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich, whatever that might be, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one, which is a nice savings.
It is, and a quality sandwich.
Well, I mean, if you're getting a medium...
Three.
If you're getting a medium sandwich at Capriati's, this is not like trying to get into a medium t-shirt at this point. If you get a medium sandwich, it's a lot of sandwich.
MSNBC, your guy Chris Matthews was interviewing California Representative Eric Swalwell.
Yes.
You know, we try and stay away from politics as much as we can here on the show. And then Swalwell,
from what I understand, pooped his pants.
Well, I'll play you the audio, and you tell me what you think this is.
Some people are saying he pooped his pants. Other people are saying someone was trying to move a piano.
I'll tell you what the official story is.
Okay.
But you tell me what you think is going on here. This is last night on, I guess, Hardball on MSNBC. It's that Pee Wee Herman.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard...
It's a weird time for him to pause.
It is.
But that fart doesn't sound like it's really anywhere near him.
Well, and it's pretty whoopee cushionish.
Yeah, Yeah, it
I
is.
Mean, it's got a very classic fart sound.
Okay, so I can tell you just a little bit, you know, because I am a host of a television
show. Well, and
show.
And who's to say that it was hit? It couldn't have been someone in the Chris Matthews studio?
No, that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. With the mic that this Swalwell is wearing, it's up on his lapel.
Yeah, that's...
I'm telling you on Brood, I guarantee I have farted while I'm talking to you on that show. You'll never hear it. Because the mic is pointed
intentionally?
Every show.
Is that like your little thing that you're Carol Burnett? I fart during every episode of Brood.
So
that one's for Mama.
Tell me about this IPA.
So you're saying if we watch carefully.
Now that I've let you know.
But,
it's not subtle.
Is it off the camera?
No, it's on camera.
It's on camera when you do it?
Oh, you can tell. I lift my leg usually.
Mm.
What I'll do is I'll pull my knee up to my stomach. It's like, I'll be like, so this Saison's got a certain quality about it.
I like them all.
I like them all. It's very subtle. No, what happened was, the official story is that someone there in the Chris Matthews studio was dragging a coffee cup across the desk
there.
With
a little moisture on the bottom.
And it made that noise. Oh, okay. So this is not a fart, it's a coffee cup.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from
sounds more like a fart than a coffee cup. Although at first, is someone pouring something into it? Do you hear water? Play it again.
All right.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
It sounds like it's in a waterfall.
It sounds like something's...
Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on there, but I don't think, as badly as I would like this to be...
Is this a major scandal?
Well, I think there's other things going on in Washington right now that might be a little bit more problematic.
All of them, ironically, or not ironically, related to turds.
How about this? They found little babies, archaeologists...
I've seen babies dancing in the midnight sun. What are you talking about?
They found two infants, these archaeologists. They were wearing helmets. The babies were wearing helmets that were made out of children's skulls.
Oh, boy.
Two infants buried 2,100 years ago wearing helmets made from the skulls of other children.
Oh, boy. What a brutal time.
What in the world? This is
that
in
is
central
brutal.
Ecuador. The remains of two infants were found with nine other burials at a site in Solanjo. The archaeologists excavated the burials and published the details in the finding in their journal, Latin American Antiquity. And yes, we do subscribe. They say this is the only known case in which children's skulls were used as helmets for infants being buried.
Oh.
Scientists don't know what killed the infants.
Well, I know it killed a couple of them.
Hey, we need your kid's head for
He's
my
still using
baby.
It. He's still using his skull. Yeah, but these two dead babies over here, we're going to bury.
What in the world?
You guys have this all backwards.
The helmets were placed tightly over the infant's head, the archaeologists found. It's likely, they say, that the older children's skulls still had flesh on them when they were turned into helmets.
I tell you what, this whole thing is a tough racket.
You mean life?
Existence, yes.
They say they're not certain why helmets were made from children's skulls and why they were placed on the infant's head. It may represent an attempt to ensure the protection of these pre-social and wild
souls.
Were they
like little kings and queens?
I don't know. They don't know.
They
also discovered little figurines, which depict their ancestors made out of stone.
This is rough stuff.
They think that this was something that they did, you know, for protection to help them into the next life. But yeah, Ecuador is a rough place to get buried, I guess, if it's 2,100 years ago and you're a little kid. And then finally, number five, this one might be even rougher than the Ecuadorian baby helmet story.
Great.
Number five.
Number five.
Woman dies after being buried alive in cow manure. And they buried her alive in cow manure to treat a snake bite.
Where was the snake bite?
You mean on her...
Like on her ankle or something?
Why would...
Couldn't you just... Step in it.
A snake charmer's bizarre healing ritual.
Well, you know what they say.
Involves burying a snake bite victim under cow dung. The woman in rural India suffocated to death.
How do you find enough of that? How?
Well, it's India.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how much cow dung they got in India?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Hey, okay, so you're looking for directions. You see that cow dung up there? Turn right.
That one there?
That cow dung there? Forget about that cow dung. You go past that.
Oh, that cow dung. Woman in rural India suffocated to death after she was buried alive in cow manure as part of a healing ritual to heal her snake bite. She was bitten on the hand when she was out collecting firewood.
I will say this, in their defense,
yeah,
she is no longer suffering from the snake bite.
You think you have a crap job?
Okay, but help me out here. Why not just...
Jellyfish condom.
Why not just stick your hand in a bucket of cow dung?
That's
then?
What, yeah.
Right. I mean, to your question of where was she bitten,
yeah,
that's the most important question. At the suggestion of her husband, she sought treatment from the local snake charmer. Desperate to have the snake bite treated immediately, the couple agreed to have the snake charmer bury the woman in cow dung. According to the healer, being buried under a pile of cow dung will help suck out the venom.
I have to imagine that's a town in India, too, right?
Yeah, this isn't like New Delhi. This
cow
is
dung
like...
University?
I see what you're saying.
Let's hear it for the fighting piles.
The husband said that he and his late wife tried other ways to help treat the snake bite. They used medicines and even tied a rope around her arm. But then they... So, you know.
Where are you off to, cow dung tech?
The snake charmer was confident he could help. Husband says, we left her in the cow dung for 75 minutes.
Still, he's still confident. I'm still confident. God is my witness. It should have worked.
No, this is the best part of the story. They pull her out of it, and she's quite dead. She's suffocated. I mean, that's a way to go.
You can't get out of it? Why?
Because they buried her alive in it. After all that, Snake Charmer was still baffled as to why the method didn't work. Snake Charmer expressed his confidence in the treatment, but...
Tell you what, 30% off.
I'm not... Obviously, we can't do this for free.
I can't do it for free. I can't do it for free because of legal reasons, you know? but let's... I'm willing to prorate this. Otherwise, it turns into a bookkeeping nightmare.
Yeah, I got everybody asking me to bury their wives in cow dung.
Can't do it.
But
won't
I'm
do
willing
it.
To take 30% off.
Can't do it.
I'll pass the savings on
to you. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Anytime, of course, is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards with the holidays coming up because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We're back on Thursday.
Until we get a chance to do another podcast for you, thanks so much for downloading, liking, subscribing, and leaving your comments. Thanks for all of your support.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. Till we get a chance to do it again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.